Now, the tourism and business minister has dismissed calls for a halt to all flag demonstrations in Belfast during the upcoming Haas talks. Arlene Foster says the city centre shouldn't be a cold house for loyalist protesters. Albin McGuinness called for the stop to the protests. He's on the line, as is the PUP's Johnny Harvey. So, Albin McGuinness, so why did you feel it was a good idea to see these protests ended during the Haas talks?
Well, first of all, this was in the context of an Assembly question to Arlene Foster, the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Investment. And what she was talking about was really the dire situation which businesses were facing in the centre of Belfast. And I agreed with her, but she was waxing lyrically about bus lanes and saying that they were a major problem and so forth. Yes, they are to some extent, but the serious problem affecting the city centre traders and businesses is the fact that you have repeated demonstrations, flag demonstrations, parades and so forth, which disrupt the city on an almost a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis. And that is choking business, and it is eroding confidence in the public coming into Belfast and simply shopping or going about their lawful business. And what I was saying was, Haas is here to try and deal with parades, to deal with flags, to deal with the past and so forth. Let's give Haas that chance to do that. So suspend all demonstrations, all parades, have a moratorium on them for the currency of the Haas process.
Yeah, but I mean, your party leader called for something similar. I remember a couple of months ago, didn't he? He called for all organisers of all parades to cancel their parades, no matter where they were.
He did, and of course that was prior to Haas. But now we've got this American diplomat over in Northern Ireland looking intensively at this, involving all the parties, indeed involving all the communities and the loyal orders and all those who are been protesting over the flags, to be involved in this process. Let us give the city a chance. Let's suspend all demonstrations, all of those flag activities, and give Dr. Haas an opportunity to try and resolve these. I think that's a very reasonable thing, but unfortunately the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Investment didn't join me in doing that, and I think that was irresponsible of her as a leader.
Well,
in the Assembly.
She's not here. Right. She's not here to defend herself. But Johnny Harvey from the PUP is here. Johnny Harvey, what do you say to Albin McGuinness this morning?
I mean, I think the thing that we need to remember is that flags were identified as a factor in dropping trade in Belfast, but I think we also need to take into account the other factors, the fact that online shopping has increased. We are in the middle of a recession. I mean, there are a number of factors involved, but I think we're in real danger here of actually encroaching on people's freedoms. I mean, we have to remember people have a freedom to assemble, they have freedom of expression, and they have freedom to freely participate in their cultural life. And I think any attack on those freedoms is a real threat to our democracy.
What about Albin McGuinness's point, though, that given that the talks have started, the Haas talks have started, it would give a bit of space, a bit of breathing space for if everybody was to sort of take a step back and allow that process to develop in whatever way it's going to go?
Well, I think the breathing space is already there. I mean, the majority of protests that are taking place are peaceful and are lawful. There are no problems with them at all. So, I mean, that breathing space is there for Haas to work. Now, there is a degree of scepticism within the unionist and loyalist community about how effective this process will be. But that space is already there. They're already operating within that. And like I say, most, and in fact, the majority of protests and parades are completely peaceful and completely lawful.
Yeah, when Johnny Harvey says that, Albin McGuinness, you know, why should Richard Haas being here make any difference to whether he has a right to have a peaceful protest or not?
I'm not against peaceful protests, and I certainly wouldn't want to take away anybody's freedom to protest. But what I say to you and to the public out there is, yes, people have made their point in relation to the flag and to other issues. Now is the time for them to participate in the Haas process. It's an all-party process. First and Deputy First Ministers have endorsed it. All the political parties have endorsed it. Indeed, even the Orange Order's involved in it. So let's give a bit of space, a bit of time, a bit of opportunity. Because you have the freedom to demonstrate and to parade doesn't mean to say that you have to do that. you can simply say, look, we've made our point. There's no point in re-emphasising this. Let's give Haas a chance and let's stop this. And let's give the business people in Belfast, who really are under severe pressure at this moment in time, due to some of the issues that that Johnny has raised, but also, and I think more particularly, as a result of the disturbances in Belfast, of the continued protests in relation to flags, orange parades, and all the rest of them. And I think that that has been highly damaging, and I think that that should be ended.
Johnny, do you envisage another sort of run-up to Christmas with more of the protests at the City Hall and added pressure, as it's been described by Alban McGuinness, on the businesses in Belfast City Centre? I mean, are we going to have a repeat of what we saw last year?
I don't think there will be a repeat of what we saw last year. I mean, like I say, the protests themselves really only take part on a Saturday at the City Hall. They're very, very sort of small, very well-organised protests, completely peaceful. They stand there for an hour, they make their point, and they go home again. There really has been no problems. But I want to pick up on a couple of points here. I mean, Alban sort of will peddle this, that it's an all-party process in Haas. I mean, all-party means the five parties, the five main parties within Stormont. I mean, that doesn't, you know, that's not inclusive of parties like mine, the PUP, UKIP, TUV, and the support parties as well. And the other thing is as well that they say, obviously, that the loyal orders are involved. I mean, we only have one of the loyal orders, and that's the Orange Order. We still have the Black Preceptory. We still have the Apprentice Boys. And then also taking into account, we also have groupings like the Bands community and other community groups as well. Now, I would encourage all unionist and loyalist groups to make written submissions to Haas. But I think there is a problem there that they weren't invited and involved right from the start.
Alban McGuinness?
Well, there are plenty of opportunities for those outside the five main parties to get involved, and I would encourage them to do that. I know Dr. Haas is anxious to meet as many people as possible. He has a significant staff who will be able to assist in that process. And I don't think that this is an exclusive process. This is an inclusive process. People do want to resolve these issues. I know there's bitter political differences in Stormont. I know that the atmosphere is bad in Stormont. But I do know this, that people do want to resolve these outstanding issues. And it's to the benefit of everybody in the community, to the benefit of Johnny's constituency as much as my own, that people get involved. And I think that as a matter of goodwill, as a gesture of goodwill, people like Johnny should be saying to those who are demonstrating in terms of flags and all the rest that we will stop in order to give this process a helping hand.
OK, Alban McGuinness, Johnny Harvey, we'll leave it there.